Dave Kaufman is the head of school at the Winter Sports School. He helped take the high school from the private school it's always been since it opened its doors in 1994 to becoming a state-funded charter school. The school has purchased a new building it needs to remodel. That will become its new home in several months, but in the meantime has moved from the Utah Olympic Park to a temporary home at Temple Har Shalom.
Temple Har Shalom stepped forward and said, we would love to have you here. And they have classrooms, and they have a rec center, and they have a social hall, and all of the things we need. So we brought in all of the ICC-certified inspectors to take a look at it and make sure that it could serve as a public educational use, and they blessed it. So we're there probably for the next few months, I would say probably through June. And if we need to extend, they've already said that we can. But hopefully when we start our Block 3 classes on June 30th, we'll be in the new permanent building. You know, we've had our chats about, student behavior and noise levels and all that stuff. But the truth is that the students are a really good community.
Kaufman says enrollment is strong. They're at about 100 students now and will max out at about 110 in June, when all the out-of-state students arrive. This enrollment is more than twice what the school's typical enrollment has historically been.
We had to hire a couple new people, but we didn't have to double the staff by any means. Class sizes grew a little bit. As a private school, our average class size was kind of in the 12 to 15 range, and now it's 20.
As a charter school, there's no tuition for in-state students, which has changed up the model and provided less money per student, but that's helped out by the tuition paid by out-of-state students, making up 10 to 15% of the enrollment. Kaufman says they've already implemented the Common Core standards.
We even adopted it a year early because as a private school, we were seeing applications from students who had already begun their high school careers, and they had Math 1 on their transcript or Math 2, and those subjects, Math 1, for example, is a combination of Algebra 1 and Geometry, and Math 2 is a continuation of Geometry and an introduction to Algebra 2, and so on. And the point was, if someone came in as a junior with Math 2 already under their belt, could you put them in Algebra 2 with a bunch of repeat material for them, or do you move them all the way up to pre-calculus where they have a gap in their knowledge base? It just didn't seem right for the students, so we adopted the Common Core before we had to.
Last year, the school, when pursuing its status as a charter school, attempted to partner with the Park City School District, but due to some timing issues, a transition in school board, and the departure of then Superintendent Ray Timothy, it didn't happen. Kaufman says, however, it's still a possibility, and he has presented the idea to current Superintendent Amber Conley.
I met with her twice. I and my board chair, the school's board chair, met with her twice in the August-September timeframe last year, and she kind of got to know us a little bit, and we got to know her a little bit, and she said, okay, this is wonderful. Let me get my feet under me. Let me familiarize myself with the district's strategic plan. Probably take about a year. Well, now, ahead of schedule, just this Monday, actually, of this week, we met with her again. So she's making progress. It didn't take her a year to get back to us. It only took 8 months or whatever it's been. They're doing their due diligence now to figure out, you know, exactly how this might work. So it's complicated. It's not a slam dunk, but the dialogue is open.
That's Dave Kaufman of the Winter Sports School, now a charter school since the bell rang and classes started on April 7th. The school's calendar runs April through November for students pursuing their winter sport competition. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.